We're up to page Samachay. Page Samachay, we're up to Halacha Chof Beis. Okay, Chof Gimel. Halacha Chof Gimel. Page Samachay, Chof Gimel. Utsrichim lasos la idei Yisrael. You have to, the matzos must be made, baked through juice. A goy may not bake matzah. The matzah is not kosher. Pesach, it cannot be matzah. Matzah is mitzvah. It's baked through a non-Jew. Ayin b'shtechamet. Herich Binyin Hamachuna Shoisma Al Yodan Matzas. He discusses in detail the machine matzas. The Havi Sham Kol Hoishim, the Hamatimi brings in a collection of Paiskim that say that the machine matzah is kosher, the machine matzah is not kosher. Shahoyu Oz Bime Hagoin, Marain Harav Shlomo Kluger, the Hagoin Marain Harav Yosef Shol Natazan. Ha Maharshak, v'chein habal divrei chayim osru mishum chash chimut she'ein efshos lenakos shiuri betzek me'afane ha'ma'agila.
The primary concern was
that it's chometz. The machines in years ago, 100 years ago, was not possible to properly clean them. There was a real concern of chash chometz. V'yoyt shen ha'maisa ide adam. Next question. V'dem al'maisa chereshet v'katan shen yoyt zibrem v'dei chavos chavos. The second major issue of machine matzah is it's not being done by a human being, it's being done by a machine, and a machine cannot possibly give it a din of lishma. Now, obviously, today there is no issue whatsoever of chametz. Even the big machmir who come along have already come to admit that the machine matzahs are probably more kosher Pesach than the hand matzahs. There are a lot less things that can go wrong in making machine matzahs than making hand matzahs. But the still major concern that still exists on Yom HaZeh is it possible to inject a din lishma when you press the button? So they have also they have new techniques where it's like part hand, part.
You press the button,
but you also. Okay, that's. But today a lot of the machines they have. Techniques. They're trying today in some of the more Haredi factories is where the people are also partially involved in turning the machines, in doing part of the process. I don't know to what degree, how in order to somehow there should be more human input to give it more of a degree of input. What? What's a flywheel?
A flywheel will generate the energy.
Energy, so to move the thing. So someone is doing it. So is actually. If you have, you go, you hear different stories of different machines. Stay where they do have more human input to make the matzahs. Now the hamar rish. I do. The goyin Rav Shol Yosef Shol Nazan. The shargdel Shalom Esav. Shargdel imo hetiru dehiz matir. The deloy dami lemaise katan. It's not like a katan. Bishum the gam kol hamechunos. Shoiskim be arichas hamatzah holchem be koyach adam hamamune olav shal yidei shadam sevim be megalgel oisek hamachun. The person that turns the wheel. Okay, I don't know what time machine is discussing. The machine operates belisha through the kneading. V'chein al yidei shadam sevim ba'ifin hamagila nasa isa miru dedes. If I turning the wheel, it caused the dough to be compressed, to be mixed, miru dedes, to be pressed. Down to be made to be flattened. The arucha uchmoikein the ma'isa hanikuva sheminakeves hamatzas beifanam haroritim. There's also some type of human input that goes into making the holes in the dough. The zen nikra shapir. Koyach Adam veTiru haPerushim hadavar veEin mefakvikim al ze deinenu reois ki hakol nase b'mihirus v'nikius niflo. And therefore the Perushim, there are many tzaddikim that hold that this is 100% kosher. We see with their own eyes that it's 100% kosher. There's no chashash chometz, and it's done b'mihirus swiftly unikius niflo. Okay, better than what goes on in the hand matzah factories. V'afilu b'mekamo sheyesh mechuna shechoytei ha'ketzavos me'amatzah shetase b'tzir eagle u'shir ha'koronis. Even if you have a machine which cuts the corners, in other words, they used to have this, it's no longer common today. But it used to be that the machine matzahs were round. And when you make round machine matzahs, so you have to cut off the corners because the machine only makes square. Machines only make square, so when you cut the corners, so you have leftovers, and those leftovers are going to be recycled, so that's going to be the biggest problem, that those corners are chash chametz. Tzchazeres lemechuna tachas hamagila gam kein inchshash. There's nothing to worry about. The mitzvah hadin mutar lishmar hamatzav lachsel asesich mashkas v'ramah. There's no harm in cutting off a piece of the dough and making a new matzah from that old dough as long as within 18 minutes. V'chol zedavka b'kshakol nasa idei adam gadol. Of course, the one that supervises the machine matzah has to be an adult. V'lekat and avol im hamechuna haloichas idei koyach chashmali. But let's say the machine matzah is being operated by electricity. Oy kiture or smoke, zeniker kumoy maise cotton at kantechen divrei hastei chemet. Okay, so the stei chemet holds that a machine matzah that is being done by hand, it's a machine. But all the parts of the machine are being operated by hand, we had over here about Rabbi Michael. So he described that the machines that he uses, they're special pedals. They use pedals and do the pedals.
It's a flywheel,
so everything is done by human beings, so that certainly, even though it's actually everything is being shaped and being pressed by a machine, but since the koyach of these machines are being operated by human beings, this is 100% okay, and that appears to be 100%, when it comes to matzah, will be exactly the same thing. But he says that if it's being operated by electricity, which we do know that that's very true today, especially Manischewitz, Streitz, all these other companies, they use only electricity, so that is, he holds to be more problematic. The ayin b'shut mahashamshin. What?
Right.
To where? To New Jersey? No, not yet.
They said, this is the last year for...
Why the Lower East Side?
It doesn't make sense to manufacture in Manhattan.
Taxes.
Yeah, I think the rent is right. In New Jersey,
you need a plant where you can back in trucks all around. You know what the street looks like.
Of course.
In New Jersey, they got a tremendous tax break also.
Right, yeah, but they don't
say that.
Right now, they don't do matzahs for Pesach. They only do that in Manhattan. But this is the
last. Yeah, they're moving out of Manhattan.
Right, but they didn't say where yet.
So this we mentioned before, that some rabbanim hold that it's okay as long as you start it off. You heard about these techniques, that the beginning of the process is done by a person, and then the machine kicks in and is mashlan. So since the process begins through the koyach of a human being, that to some degree takes away the problem of not being done lishma. Since the first koyach, the machine, is started off manually by a person, and you have injected into the entire run a din of lishma, the ayin b'shut yirushas pleita nitfas tshuvas mehagoyin meharam benet mi the hell of gam kein shezen nikra koy chodam behevi raya mitzvuas sharf mitzvev tivu shosh shekosav dina the gemara bezeh haloshen kavu sak in the gagel. What about if you do a shchita? You put a knife in a wheel. The sevev hagagel biyodo oberagli ad shemona es a sak in the tzar until you shemage touches the knife touches the neck of the animal or ha'oif the shachatu kohaygin besevev zesh shechitasay kashera. Why do we koyach shul adam? Even though you let go, and it's a shchita. So here the story was: you take some type of mechanism, and you put a very sharp blade, and you spin it, and you let go, and it continues to spin for the next 10 minutes, whatever is going on. But you no longer are you involved in the in its spinning. You started the process, but you have withdrawn your hand, and it continues to operate from your koyach, and then you bring it close to the neck of the animal and does a proper shchita. It's kosher. Oh, but it's not koyach adam. It is koyach adam. Since you began the process, that is sufficient. When it comes to machine matzah, since adam goram es hatnua for electric, since the person he caused the electric to flow, vaday kasherim hamatzes lemitzas. Matzah mitzvah ayin sham. He holds that since you are involved in beginning the process, it is sufficient. Because we're afraid of exactly, we take him seriously. We seem halach of lelamaisa. We pass in halach of lelamaisa. It's kosher, but only b'diavad. It seems to say. But isi bekuntres v'yalkid yosef hevi sham harbit shuvus megdol hazmana be'is heschachus bechoynas hamatzis v'yachad nehatamim chetiu hu dechosh of shabekoy chadam mevashim leistim Another reason, there's always going to be human intervention. Since the person is putting the flour and the water into the machine, so there is a maisa adam. Just because the machine takes the flour and mixes it together and it makes it into sheets of dough and makes the holes, so what? You have begun the process by beginning the kneading and the kneading, the mixing of the water and the flour. You also put the dough underneath the magila. You also, by putting the dough into the machine, you're also doing a ma'isa. Putting the wheat into the middle is also called a ma'isa. Those who hold that you need it to be shamur mishas techina. So what about when you put the wheat, the kernels of grain into the mill? That's also called a ma'isa. What about in ancient times they had these mills that ran on water or steam? So if you hold, you need shimur mishas techina from the time of grinding. It's being done by machine. Why is the machine matzah all of a sudden a new issue? He's saying the machine matzah is an old question, it's an old shiloh. Why is machine matzah an old shiloh? Because even before they had machines to actually bake the matzah, to knead the dough and to make the matzah, they always said something that was equivalent to a machine when it came to grinding. Since time immemorial, there were mills that were operated by water, rivers. Now this goes way, way back before the invention of electricity. And those, so why is that kosher? Why are you allowed to grind the flour through a water mill?
It's not your hand.
It's not your koyach. So this is obviously an old shiloh from 500 years ago. The answer is putting the flour, the kernels of grain into the mill, that is called the koyach adam. Even though it's actually going to be ground by a machine, by the water, the power of water, it's okay. So here it's not a shiloh. A lot of these new shilohs are really old shilohs. Classic example is having a website operating on Shabbos. So it's a new shiloh came in. This everyone was taken up with the shiloh 15 years ago when the internet became popular. Well, what do you do if you have a website operating on Shabbos? How are you going to make money? So everyone was, what are we going to do? It's an old shiloh. The shiloh goes back 70 years. The vending machines, your own vending machines, you put them in public places and goyim are coming and they're purchasing. Goyim are purchasing. Jews are buying things. Probably more Jews are using the vending than goyim. They have the money to buy all the Irish kind of machines. So also newspapers. So there was tons of literature written on what to do with the vending machines from 70 years ago. All of those shilas have been opened up again to Paschal Halach when it comes to internet, having a website, e-commerce on Shabbos. So here as well, he's telling us a very fascinating episode that this issue of a machine to knead the dough, to bake the dough, to make all the holes, is really an old shilah. It's a shilah which goes back from the time that mills were invented to be powered by water. And there as well, putting the flour is putting the grain into the mill is enough. Fine. So let's go further. The ayin b'shut beis shorim shadaitoi kedas hamatirim or b'fraal makam shein berei. We have no choice. So beis safiyah b'mayis sayad yesh chashoshos yoyser in the place where they do b'mayis sayad yesh chashoshos. If you go to a hand baking matzah factory, and you'll be shocked to discover all the scandals that are going on there, and not everything is so clean, and not every person that's involved in the process use the machine matzah. Better use the machine matzah. Sometimes the machine matzahs are more kosher than the hand matzahs. What?
Right, it's the opinion of
Breuer. Many Rabbanim Eretz also. There are many Rabbanim Eretz Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael, that prefer to use the machine matzahs. The le'efayis l'chaloylam kemati yefshar hayoyim bilti mechuna, to make matzah for the entire world is impossible today without a machine, and therefore for the whole world. I remember years ago I went to a seminar on kashrus and they told us that Manischewitz makes, they do two runs a day, and they told us that one run they make more matzah than Schatzer makes the whole season. Schatzer, they start Chanukah or before Chanukah through Pesach, a half a day, not even half a day, just 2-3 hours in Manischewitz factory, more matzah than the whole Schatzer. Isn't it amazing?
I think is probably the biggest also.
The biggest. So that's an amazing statement. That's an amazing statistic. Half a mashal. And then they said, remember, it was last year, 2 years ago, we strides or Man Shevet said they made enough matzah that if you would line up the matzah, we'd go over the entire world. You could put every piece of matzah that they made in that season on the floor, one piece after another, it would go over the, it would cover the entire world. How many miles are there from end to end? How many miles?
24,000 miles.
24,000 miles? So they claim they made 24,000 miles of matzah over the entire world. That's how much matzah they make. And that is impossible. To do that by hand would be impossible. So what are we to say? We say that we shouldn't have matzah in Pesach? It would be impossible. Besides the fact that the world would go bankrupt. 100 times over, everyone had to buy hand matzah to pay $27 a pound. That's
$23.50.
Make their matzah. $23.50. What a bargain. $23.50. Okay, let's go further. So b'chein kasa b'shud priyasad the lefus l'chololam k'mal yevsher hayem b'lu b'chun v'ayim b'shud avni nezer shoyim b'tzad ha'oishem the avni nezer sachet shava. The sachet shava. That's a chassidish chassidim lo yav lo yasik gvul shegovlu harishonim she'ashu. The sachet shava says he doesn't want to be masik gvul. His predecessors they said that it's osur to use machine matzahs. So therefore it's osur chodosh osur min hatayra. Ve'ayin ve'oyayin shama sefer tof b'simin tof kolamid vav tof kolamid zayin shehirish neged harav hamarsham
ibrzam
shehiter who's matir he was very disturbed. Chosaf Shagam Hagoy Maharish Shigam Yosef Shol Nezinson Nazan Chosam Etero. He holds that he had Harata. The Herich Bekol Chaitsev Lavash Esha Chol Chaitsev Lavash Esha. Burning fire Pukhazi Ma'amadvar Amadvar. A burning fire that you're not allowed to use machine matzah. Pukhazi Ma'amadvar. I don't know what that means. It means either it's mutter or it's osser. By Chasidim is certainly osser. In Satmar they wouldn't hear from it. I was talking to him to Axelrod. I was telling him, what's the, you mean to tell me the whole Satmar community, no one uses machine matzah? He claims not even one person.
No.
They're probably the largest group of Jews, religious Jews who eat matzah. And non-religious Jews, there's a much larger group, but they're not eating matzah on Pesach. We're talking about Orthodox Jews who are eating matzah. They're probably the largest segment of Klai Yisrael that have Orthodox Jews eating matzah, and they're only eating hand matzah. That's quite a bit of hand matzah to make for
they
such a segment. So it's an amazing thing. They're able to produce.
Right?
They're able to produce enough matzah for their community, hand matzah. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to be able to produce that much hand matzah. A lot of work. You know, hand matzah is an enormous amount of work. Goes in.
Labor-intensive.
And with machines today, like we said, you can do in 2-3 hours, you can do more than a whole year's worth. And yet, they only use hand matzah.
Do you understand there was a question about strikes, where they're moving to?
Yeah, they're
moving to New Jersey.
The Meadowlands.
They have a plant in Mounaki, it says.
Yeah, but
they got a great break.
They haven't exactly said.
The base of plants.
They haven't exactly said words.
Who's bigger, Strides or Manischewitz? Who's bigger, Strides or Manischewitz? Bigger? Much bigger?
Big.
Much bigger.
Manischewitz took over Horowitz Margaret.
All of those are owned, it says, by Bain Capital. Anybody remember Bain Capital? Romney?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go further. Hinei. A new type of oven. He's talking over 60 years ago. Shekol hamatzos mechuborim yachad. All the matzos mechuborim yachad ki yidu arucha ki yiria arucha. One long sheet. Ad le'achar rafi until after the baking. Umeel of nichnas.
Automatic.
An automatic machine. A new tanner called automatic. Shemo tanner. There's no automatic. It sounds automatic.
Yeah.
Whatever that word is, shekol hamatzos mechuborim yachad ki ria lucha al yachar afil me'elov nichnas tataner ade koy chashmali ach b'mokim hafrodas hamatzos zumizu minukovos minukovim sheisparu zumizu mi'atzam b'gmar afia. So it seems he's saying a shalav here is that over here when it's finished baking, it's hard. You're breaking it. You're breaking it at the end of after it's baked. So is that called a kosher matzah shavura? You have to have a matzah that's a sholem. You know, you buy bulkaloch many times there are attached. attached.
Right.
But that's not really called attached. That's just called attached. That's the Shiloh Yeah. So here, but it's a lot worse. Here, it's really attached. It's no joke. It's really attached.
Yeah,
okay, it's
the
perforated.
The splint is attached. Here, it's a little spot.
A little by the bulk is just the bottom.
Yeah.
Here, the have over here just a nice straight line of holes, so it's easy to crack at the very end. So here is the Shiloh. So I am Zeb Shut Yerusha's Plata. Kosav Sham Hagoin Ma. I don't know who that person is. Sefer Haravid Mi Bibutapes V'daitu Lachatir V'ein V'ein Lachshosh V'zeh Shenispredes V'yachafia, and it's not called V'ein Likreis Masa Shleima. So he says it's okay, just since it's perforated, it's perforated like toilet paper, right? It's perforated, so it is a okay. It's not called Shleima. It's not Shash of the napping Shleima. El Shapir Likreis Shleima Uchmoi Es. And the place where it's split, we have two estrogen which split at a later point in time, and the place where it's split, you can see that this estrogen was once a Siamese twin, was once attached to the other estrogen. That's why the color is not the same at that point where it was once attached. And there was halacha in that situation. When it comes to estrogen, I don't know the details, there's a situation where they're attached, and if they're separated, it's okay. And if an estrogen is okay, so certainly when it comes to a matzah, it should be okay, because the laws of estrogen are more chamor than the laws of a matzah. An estrog has to be mechuder, and if an estrog is mechuder, even when you cut it, there are two estrogen which are partially connected, and you separate them, and it's still called mechuder. Al achas kam v'kam, we're dealing with a piece of bread where there's no din of hider when it comes to a piece of bread, so certainly it's going to be kosher.
Mechuder is the same thing as
shalom? What? So he seems to say it's more chamor. He's saying it's more chamor. Mechuder, that's a svara. That's the point of argument. That's the kasha. He seems to say that mechuder is a higher madrega than shalim. The cost that bin chas patim. The guadin b'lachamim hamadbikim oisam v'ofim biyachat. Breads that have been detached together and they bake together. Nikris shalim gam kishmavidim zel mizel, when you separate them one from the other. V'yachinami kain. Shnikris shapir matzah shleima, here as long as you perforate them before it goes into the oven, it's all called matzah shleima. V'sham kotsav agoyim mari steif mi Budapest. V'dayit ulachamir b'mish yesh chashash al mechunas ha'ilu dekevan shem mechuborois yachat kol hamatzahis b'ofen שקצס איך המונח על שולחן וקצס אך אחד בתנור אפשר שתשלט החמים עצמי החלק שבתנו על החלק שחוץ לתנו שהיא מקצוס החם וכולוי שחם קצוס החם כולוי. So here's another problem. The problem over here is that since over here it's going to the oven in one long piece, who says that it's being heated properly? Since when the heat is spreading, and when the heat spreads, it does not spread evenly, and that may cause part of the matzah that's outside the oven to become chametz prematurely. We learned before that you're not allowed to keep the matzah outside the oven if you're not yet putting it to the oven, because you're afraid that the heat that's in nishta in nishta hair, if it's not 100% hot enough to bake the matzah, it's going to cause the matzah, the dough, to come chametz prematurely. So here as well, when this sheet of dough, this urea of dough, is being put into the oven, there is an uneven distribution of heat, and part of the urea of the dough is going to be being heated before it can bake, and that might turn into chametz prematurely. So therefore, he's not happy with this.
The same thing anyway. They were broken at the end.
No, but he's talking about another problem. He's talking about the problem over here of another issue. That
no,
since
the issue is, he's saying that if it's a long sheet, there's a problem with that. But I think that's just type matzah.
Or machine matzah.
Yeah, no, so no, I don't...
The difference here, he says, the matzah that he's talking about, is it's such a long sheet that some of it is out of the oven and some...
It's slowly going into the oven.
It's conducted. Matzahs, taka, they were a few broke that were together... But it all went together into the oven. You had like three or four maybe that were at once, rather than a 100-foot long matzah.
Okay, let's go for the tzas.
The dip in the conveyor belt is a dip, so when it bends, it cracks.
Uh-huh.
It's just start, as soon as it bends, the conveyor belt.
That's enough. It's enough to break it.
It goes and then it gets popped into a box.
It's an engineering feat.
Yes.
All right. Uktsas, but here he's talking about another problem. He's talking about another problem over here. Is kolamatz biyofen shekotzechem. One part of this sheet of dough is on the table. Another part of this dough is in the oven. So the problem is the part that's on the table is getting heat from the part that's in the oven, but that heat is not hot enough to bake it. And we learned 2 days ago that when you have a situation where the dough is outside the oven and the dough is exposed to heat, and the heat is not hot enough to bake that dough, that dough makes a chametz prematurely in less than 18 minutes. So he's saying there's a flaw. There is a flaw in the design of these new ovens where the dough is being baked in one long continuous sheet, because since it's going into the oven for a certain amount of time, there's always going to be dough that's going to be outside the oven that's going to be exposed to heat that may cause it to become chametz. So we've got a big problem. So he's saying, who says there's a problem of conducting heat that only applies to metal? Now when it comes to dough, if part of the dough is hot, who says that part that's attached to the other part of the dough is going to conduct when dealing with dough? There's also a concern. So we're saying even more, not just that there's heat being conducted internally. Since part of the dough and inside the oven is being baked, that heat in the dough itself is going to spread, like through metal, copper is going to spread to the dough that's outside the oven to heat it up prematurely and make it chametz. So what are you going to do about that? The Hagoin, Marenu, I don't know who this is, Sefer, the Hagoin, you can take a cooler. You can find some type of solution. Okay, so this is just the point he makes. A chiddush, you say it, conducting heat through dough itself or heat, and this has to be determined if it's really going to be a problem. So let's see. No one brings any rayas to this concept of, do we say by dough, by amrin, by dough, cham mitzas cham kuloi avul motzasi b'shut chazoy nochum. Now again, Shenishal gam came oides hamatzos shen nichnosay salatana boyfen
automatic.
Shabachol ace redida sa'isahi mechuberes udum. The sheet of dough is continuous. It's one continuous sheet of dough. Im hamatzos hanefos with the matzah that's baked on the other end. Betan v'rak achar yitzios meatanu nifrochos lichatuvos miyuchodus. After comes out as they're broken into little pieces. Vehevi divrei hachavastas shekasa befeirish dichshoichel amri. When it comes to food, so indeed he says this is a problem, that since part of the dough is hot, that heat is conducted through the other dough that's not in the oven, and it can be problematic for chametz. Aval b'shut beis yitzchok hiksha al ha-chavestas me-gemara demuchach doloi amrin b'oichel cham miktsasei cham kula. We don't say this concept. The Hagoin, me Budapest, no, that me be me de, I don't know where it is, Shamitarich, Kushyosai, the Hella Kachavastas, the Gamba Oichal Amin and Gam Mitzas. He's not telling us what the Rai is, he's being remarked with the Gemara, I don't know what the Gemara is, but he's telling us that this is in Machlokes, if we say by food, Cham Mitzasai, Cham Kulai. Ulachain, Ein Lahakshir, Hamatzois, Shenefois, Boifin, Kizer, Sheyesh, Chibor, Lehoiso, Imamatza, Betaner, Sheyesh, Chas, Shash, Chimuts, Alehem, Vitzarch, Ledaktik, Sheyu, Nechtochin, Lehatu. Wow. Okay, two major chumras. Major chumras that we never thought about before I saw this, and that is one long sheet of dough. If it's hot over here, it's like dough is a piece of copper. It's a piece of copper. Electricity. If it's hot over here, it's hot 25 feet down the room. And if it's hot 25 feet down the room in the dough itself, that means the dough is chametz, because this rule of 18 minutes is only room temperature. But if you put it into a microwave or you do something unusual to the dough, it becomes chametz even in less than 18 minutes. So if it's one long sheet, hot over there, the dough out there is chametz, it's a problem. I thought the only problem was because of the heat of the oven. It seems that even if that's not the issue, even if you'll somehow you'll make some type of device where you completely seal the oven, right? The only amount of space is actually the dough that goes inside. The heat is completely sealed. So there's no leakage of heat coming out of the oven to the dough that's over here. No, we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with completely sealed, but still it's conducting electricity. It's conducting, it's going through the dough all the way to the very, very end. And he holds, that's not a problem. It's a big machlokes, the Beis Yitzchak, the Chaim Estas, based upon the Gemara Pesachim, Chaim Mektsasa, Chaim Kuloi, does it apply to a food as well? And then he discussed another very major chumrah, it's not shleimim. Since the dough is being made on long sheets, and when it goes into the oven, it's one continuous piece, and even though you may be perforating it with little holes, but since you're breaking it after it comes out of the oven, it's not a shalem. It's not considered shlema when it comes to lechem mishnah for all the mitzvahs of the laila. New chumers. Okay, let's go further. The ayin. I don't know. Maybe the chalas, it's so insignificant.
Obviously the dough is connected one to the other. Unless it's just that it's the reason it's connected, that it's a little bit, it runs a little bit.
Well, when they make it, it's completely separate.
Yeah, it runs and they touch each other.
When they make the chalas, they're completely separate. And then they just get pushed together. They touch each other in the oven. So maybe that's why the chalas are better. Not the problem. But here, it's mamash being made as one continuous piece.
When you separate it, they really, like, it tears into
it. It tears into the other. Yeah, okay. The book, yeah. I don't know the answer. But this certainly is worse, because this it's made lechatchila as one continuous piece, one continuous stream. There it's separate, it gets attached in the oven. Next paragraph, the ayin b'shut.
There's no one that's actually cracking the pieces.
The machine cried in the chnami, but it's still the machine. Okay, it could be also that the machines that he's talking about are not as good as the machines today. Obviously, if they're doing this today, they've probably perfected
it. A long time ago, it cracks on its own.
So it could be the machine that you saw.
It just bends itself and separates.
So it could be that the perforations that they're making are much better than what he is discussing. He's probably discussing a situation which is beer, you know, it's very, very weak, the separation. If you're making a very significant separation,
it has to be pretty significant. It never breaks in the middle of the matzah. It only breaks where they made it.
When they made it to break. Okay, so it could be that when the bizman hazeh, I don't know, they're probably different types of machines. But the machines that do this, they're probably set up in a way where it's acceptable because the breaks that they're making are much more significant than the types of breaks that he's discussing over here.
Obviously, because everybody shall
do
this for the whole year. Takes 2 matzahs and makes
lechem mishnah. And how our matzahs today, they're made like that fashion? They're continuous? It's
sure.
That this is made?
All machine matzahs are made a continuous...
Continuous stream of dough. Okay. The ayin b'shut tzur Yaakov. Mehagoyin... I need my special... My Kalish has to be my special reader for the names. Geography. My geography man. The ayin b'shut Yaakov mehagoyin...
Provozna.
It sounds like Posner. Nishal gam kein oidas hamatzah shenefin b'iriyos shleimos ihavi kalechem mishneh. It discusses this issue. The heid mishas dechiburi oichel keman de maferes tomi chiburi oichel as if it's separated. Red, I think it's a dal missing. My friend is tummy. It's separate. It's okay. If it's meant to be caught, it's as if it's ready to be kivar. The yod heavy rayas lahat bedin lechem mishnah ve'inyan chashash chimutz lekasav mizek klum. So he brings down this discussion. He brings down the tzur yisrael, another shaltu safe that he had access to, and there's only one issue. The issue is shlemos, and it's not a problem.
He didn't say there's only one issue. He only addressed
this one issue, but he did not address the issue of Cham Miktsasai Cham Kulai. Okay, that concludes this. Next halacha, Chavtalit. It's not going to make a difference, because even if the experiment's not going to show any conduct, it's going to be a halachic. It's going to be a halachic issue. In halacha does not necessarily follow metzias. That's many, many rules. The Gemara says that if there's a sirach in the lung of the animal's only going to live 12 months. So today, why do you have to have a goat? Today the animal can have all the circles you want. The animal will live a regular, full life. So, but the Gemara says if it has a sircha, it's not going to live more than 12 months. So, obviously, the rules of science do not necessarily follow the rules of halacha. They have their own, they operate in their own, on their own world, their own system. So even if we're not going to find in Mitzias that they do conduct heat, in halacha this is an issue. Okay, ois chaf dalid Yisrael gadol ein beberhitev tishas atchak sheyav shebeinin acher mutal asos hamas aidei akum. Ooh, so there is such a heter and a chere shaita of the cotton rock. But what is the rule? The rule is she Yisrael gadol yamoid aleihem. They have to be present and they have to give them the command. The Yaziram lasois l'shem matzah shel Pesach. Just like you have this issue is discussed at great length in tefillin, when it comes to preparing the hides for the tefillin, the hides must be prepared l'shem l'shma. What happens if you can't find a tanner that is shomer Shabbos? And this was very common in the time of Chazal. So there were goyim, and there was a Yisrael that is oimed al gabam. He tells the goy to put the hides into the line to remove the hair and begin the process l'shem mitzvah tefillin. So there's a discussion of if it's works, it doesn't work, but the evidence is it good, is it not good? Here you have exactly the same issue. Okay, next. Ve'ayin b'mishneh brura she'tzarech she'yasiram b'chol sha'ah. If you have a non-Jew baking the matzos and you want to rely upon this leniency of instructing them, you have to continuously tell them that you're baking the matzah l'shem matzos mitzvah. Every batch, yeah?
Bakery, they go every
but those are Jews. But those are Jews. Matzos mitzvah. But those are Jews. Here you're dealing with goyim, so the goyim, even if they don't do there, it doesn't really make a difference. But here you're dealing with Jews, so it's much, much bigger. Dealing with goyim, it's a much bigger problem. And next, halacha, the ayin b'shtabur, she'tzach, she'yasim b'chol shavi, ayin oid b'minchas chinuch, b'shut mahari asad, u'b'shut maharam shik, this issue of a goy that does malacha, and he still is in Yalgabah. The ayin b'shut maharsham, behoya halash mechal shabbos, the one that was leaving the door was mechal shabbos, the yesh lahati lukul yalma, kevan shemiskalgalim, shahim yisrael kishem, to arrange it well. So he's saying over here, Rabbi Chiddush, let's say this is probably a leniency they had in the scandal a couple of years ago where they had some people that worked in the mosque that were not Jewish. If you have even at least one person that's part of the process Jewish, that's okay. If the one that does the kneading, the original kneading is Jewish, even if the one that does the arrangement, the one that rolls the dough is to the shape of the matzah is a non-Jew, it's good because the kneading was done by a Jew. And vice versa, if the original kneading was done by a non-Jew, but the one that shapes the matzah and rolls it is a Jew, that's also good because since when by rolling it, you are really, what you're really doing is you are re-kneading it. Because you're shaping it, you're moving it around, you're redoing what was done by the guy. So if even one of those two people is Jewish, it's okay. V'yayin b'shut haradvas, shenohagu b'mitzbeh mitzrayim, shamatzo shmurim, loshen v'archim Yisraelim, that the matzos were needed and were arranged by Yisraelim, the one that put the matzah into the oven was a non-Jew. This was the custom in Egypt. So basically he says over here there are three major parts. There's the part of the mixing of the water and the flour, there's the part of the arrangement, and there's the part of putting the dough into the oven. I know, Rabbi Kalish, when you went to bake matzah, the people who take a lot of pride in their work, the people who put the matzah into the oven? The people who put the matzah into the oven, they take a lot of pride, they have a chazakah. You don't mess with them, right? You can't do that part of the job. They let you do that part of the job? What?
It's really an art form. So they put it in.
Gotta keep
they
it
gotta lay it down such that the matzah is flat. Half the time, if you try to do it, it'll fold and it'll break.
So it's an art. You have to want to take it out.
Take it out.
So by Twersky, who does that part? There's a mumcha. Who does that part by Twersky?
Two guys do it.
The special. They don't let the average specialist. They don't let the average guy do that.
You gotta get used to it. Also, you gotta get used to it.
So this, it says over here, was a very big problem in Egypt. Only let goy. Maybe there was some type of law that only the goy can operate the ovens. Union. The union did not allow a visitor to operate the onions. So it was a goy.
I want you to break the oven. You can
possibly.
Break the
So therefore, they only allowed a goy. So this became a problem. It became a problem that over here, who was baking the matzahs? The goy is baking the matzah. So he passed it's okay as long as the Jew has done the kneading and the arrangement, even though the goy is doing the baking, and there's a yisrael. Therefore, it's going to be okay as well. Okay, they have ben das. We don't know so before you have to have a person who's a ben das that has to be an adult who's a ben das. I am shulchan aruch she'ein oifin al yidei chere shet v'katan v'kosati b'zeh b'sev kon hakoydin v'ayim b'shut d'vechayim. Oidois hachareishem ha'gedoylem mibeten. What? Achareishem ha'noldim mibeten iman v'achareishem mibeten iman v'ein shemim v'ein medabrim v'holchim l'beis hasef. They go to school b'zman hazeh.
Definitely school for the deaf.
The loimdim shama l'shloshen v'chsav amim. They learn there how to communicate sign language. V'choy kadas u'medam b'loshen elegim. That's sign language, I assume.
Yes.
So do we have this bezman hazeh? Bezman hazeh baruch Hashem. They have a system. They are very well educated. Hela she'ena b'geda pikech ve'ena b'roy liyos sheche l'baydik ki b'kal yover l'tois ayin sham. So that's when it comes to the laws of shchi. And the laws of Bedika, but with Sarachini, Mutul Asois Matzah Smitzah. So maybe when it comes to Matzah Smitzah, maybe there it's not as, the standards are not as high. When it comes to Shchit and Bedika, there are more complications, but now when it comes to Matzah, so he leaves this, does not give us an answer. Okay, let's just run a little bit to the next halacha, just in a few more minutes. Halacha, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Hilchas Bedika, Sabitul Chametz. I'm sorry. Even if you do not say l'shem yisiz machshava, ba'af al ga'af af melechim l'shem matzah mitzvah, rak shamra mechimutz l'shem matzah shal pesach mutter. Even if you don't say l'shem matzah, you just regard if mechimutz l'shem matzah shal pesach mutter. That's also okay. You don't have to say mitzvah. You don't have to say mitzvah. You have to be positive. Even if it's not positive, it's negative. I'm guarding this that it should not turn into chametz. But I never said it shall be l'shem matzah mitzvah. So it's sur meira. You never had the asay toiv. Maybe that's not sufficient. Kamash Mulan, that's okay as well. That's equivalent to Asay Toiv, it's also okay. Let's just start a little bit of halacha. Kuf Yir Aleph, Hilchas Sbikas Vachamit, Chametz. Balaila, Shalifne, Erev Pesach, Boit Kimasa Chametz, Vachayam, Belivdek, Miyad, Betchilas Alaila. The also Lahasri Lecho, Lasso, Shum, Malacha, Chatzi, Shok, Kodim Alaila, you're not allowed to eat. Okay, that people don't have the halacha. You're not allowed to have dinner, even a half an hour before it gets dark, even though there's a very important concept, even though we're not mocking on these things. Generally speaking, every single night you should be makbid on this. Before you recite Kriya Shema, every night you have a mitzvah de araisa to recite Kriya Shema. So let's say it's a winter day and Tzeis HaKachavim is 5 o'clock. So that means at 4:30 you're not allowed to eat. You're in your office, you're working, you're on the train, wherever you are, and you're hungry, you want to take a snack. Me'ikar hadin, you're not allowed to eat food at half an hour before the Zman of Kriya Shema and Mitzvah Deraisa. We never heard someone be makbid about this. Why not? So there are many reasons. Number one, we have a minyan kavua. What? We have shoyim and kavua. There are a lot of heterim. Enoch nami. These are all heterim, and we're all semich on the heterim l'chatchila. But things that you do once a year have a different standard. In other words, hadlokas ner Chanukah. Okay, if a person has a person l'chatchila, since it's only 8 nights a year, should not eat once it gets dark, should not eat until he lights Chanukah candles. Oh, Chanukah candles are more common than Kriya Shema. You're not machin for Kriya Shema, you're gonna be machin for Chanukah candles? Yeah, because Chanukah candles is once a year. It's not every single night. Bir chametz, bedikas chametz is once a year. So once a year, the minig is to be makbid not to eat until you do the mitzvah. Kriyas ha-megillah. Kriyas ha-megillah is more chomor than Kriyas Shema. For Kriyas Shema, I'll have a meal before I say Kriyas Shema. And when it comes to Kriyas ha-megillah, I have to starve. I can't go have a meal before we lay in the megillah, even though there are places where they do give, they're different talking, they do give a small snack for Kriyas ha-megillah. But there are most shuls don't give a snack. Why? That's right. When it's a mitzvah that's done once a year, year, the minhag is to be machnir and not to eat until you do the mitzvah. And that applies equally to the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Okay, let's see. Ois aleph on the bottom of here. B'lalo shalom shalifnei pesach. B'ayt kemez chametz. Ayn b'shulchan aruch. The imlo b'adik b'lo yidalo b'yom yidalid. Yivdek b'secha pesach. If you don't do it in the air pesach, you do it on pesach. B'birchas bir chametz. So this is a big controversial issue. Make a bracha. He paskins that you make a bracha on pesach itself. If you got the bedikas chametz on pesach itself, you can make a bedika with a bracha. The cost of sham b'rehite for mishnah brewer. The tzach liv gam oz olor haner. That when you check on pesach itself, you should use candlelight. The ayin sham b'magin avram. The tour is off. The chayodam shegam. I'm sorry, v'choy Yaakov, shegam b'yom tov atzmai boidik, that you could do a bedika on yom tov itself. Ulam b'mishnah brewer, kosav de motza, chevel rishonim, a bundle of rishonim, the svilu, the b'yom tov atzmai lo yivdo grak b'chalamoid, that you should not do a bedika on yom tov, you should wait until chalamoid to bedika if you've got to bedika. V'yem u shabbos, shechal bo yor pesach, v'shachach v'loi bodak b'lel shishi, not this year, but let's say you remember it on Shabbos, ayin mashak sabtiv, come on, there's a different story there. That might be an exception. You actually might, dear, even the Mishnah agrees that you do bedik on Shabbos because it's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of boy bayoyim. Okay, hal ois base is boydkim es a chametz ein bebirka yosef b'shem shut beis Yehuda v'uva gam b'shari tshuva the oinin b'leil arba also potem b'digas chametz v'yivik loyil acher rachmona l'tzlan oinin does not do it and nani does the next day v'chein kasa be pischi tshuva b'shem tshuva me ahava shemir prag noyhagim sheha oinin noisen chemtzel b'matona li acher in oinin gives over all of his chametz to another person v'oz yivorech acher and the other person makes a brach and does the bedik on his behalf. The ayin ba'agoyis mahar sham. The im ein loy acher sheyivdek b'shulah chavudek b'yatzmo linyan abrocha tzarchin. If there's no one else, he does it himself, but he does not make a bracha. The ayin sefer kolboy hevi me'agoyin ha'agoyin margolios. Okay, Rav, who's that? You know that for this name is margolios. Sheim yesh loy acher yivakesh. Yivakesh mimenu livdaik v'lo yamten ad liyam mochor livdaik bi'atzmo. If someone else let him do it for you, do not wait tomorrow to do it yourself after the kavura. He won't be noinen. V'shliach mevarech bittel chametz yom bi'atzmo. You should make the bittel yourself. The shliach makes the bracha, but you can do it tomorrow. Ois gimel b'chayv livdaik miyad bittel salayla ayin brachas chayim achodesh ahevi misefer or le. Lefaro, the mir shabo miderech betchilas halayla v'hu oyef. You come back from work and you're tired. V'yogea for lo yitain diet to live like hetev, and you're not going to do a good job unless you have a meal first. The halach is muter loy lofush. You can rest. V'lishon lofush v'lishon shena sarai. Take a nap. And v'yal yizoyer l'bnei beiso she'achen. They make a shomer. Tell your people, your family, to remind you. She'ach chatz yishoy ye'oyu mishnasu. Wake him up. The zem muter b'tchilas halayla. You can do this in the beginning of the night. Avol k'shehu kvar beis v'gimel shos. But let's become blood. You come ready. It's 10, 11 o'clock at night. And now, you know, I'm very tired. Let me go take a nap first before the b'digas chametz. Really, by the time you wake up, you know how many times it happened to me. Now b'digas chametz, laning. Uh-oh. Friday night, so tired. Let me just take a little nap. 10, 15, 20 minutes. Put my head there. The next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. Or even though even that also, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, then you finished. The zem mutter betchilas, and know what happens when it comes to the shiur also, preparing for the shiur since at night. I'm so tired. You know, let me go to sleep now. Let me take a little nap, and I'll prepare. And before you realize, that's it. That's the end of the share. The zem muter b'tchilas alayim la'avon keshub kvar beiz gimel shos b'layla shabnei adam halukim lishkav ein moyel b'ma sheyaz here es b'nei beisoy sheyoyiru oiso b'tzorich livdoik miyad. If you come later night, halukh l'maisa. Person is busy the night of Yudalid. If he comes home early, you can delay. You can take a nap. You can ask your people to ask your family, wake me up. But if you come home late at night, you're not allowed to. You have to do it immediately, because if you're not going to do it now, you're going to forget. Okay, we'll stop over here. Take a short break. Then we'll do some in Yoni HaGadah.